Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the no-bos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The no-bos.
Hey guys, welcome to Monday.
Hey.
How are we? Weekend around the team. Crevo, what'd you get up to?
So busy, went out to the farm, had to help my parents with some stuff and also get a hot shower in a house, which was good. did a bit of help on the plumbing work. We'll get more into that later in the show.
Yeah, of course, you're doing your renos now, yeah. And I mean, you're just like going from shower to shower. You showered here at work last night.
I did. That was an interesting experience.
Whose place has a better shower head, or your parents?
Oh, my parents.
Parents, better pressure. Yeah. I hate weak showers that, you know, just feels
dribbling.
Those rainfall, you know, it was an in thing to have those rainfall shower heads.
Yeah.
They're the worst.
It's quite relaxing though,
no.
Jay.
I don't mind.
I want it like a big power blaster on me. I love feeling like my skin's getting
like
stripped.
Liquid blasting onto
you. Yes, real hot.
I have one of those
showers.
Rainfall ones, and they're so good because you can put a candle on, some, you know, soft rainforest music in the background, close your eyes for a second. Beautiful. What did you get up to?
What did I do? So I worked Saturday. It actually surprisingly wasn't that bad. You know how you always do the first weekend back from holidays? Creever, you don't work weekend, so you wouldn't know.
Avoid it at all costs.
But yeah, it was actually a good shift. It was we were giving away stuff on the weekend, yoga, like hot yoga passes. And all these callers that were calling in, I was having these great little chats with them off air because it's really sad. Turns out a lot of people had injuries. They wanted to get into yoga to mend their bodies because obviously it's an easy resistant sport on the joints.
Dr. Jade is in the house.
Yeah, but the stories I was getting from them as to why was fascinating.
So, yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, it was.
10 out of 10 from the boss for you, Jade. Good job.
No, thanks.
Didn't mention the company name just then.
Finally,
though.
Jade, you're doing some good work.
Hey, guys, up next, of course, there is a lot of chatter at the moment around vaccines and whatnot. And, of course, with that comes the chat around when we can travel overseas again. Because once we get this vaccine and, you know, it's rolled out in a lot of countries, I guess a lot of people are wondering what countries we can actually visit.
Mm.
Interview done over the weekend with Qantas CEO Alan Joyce and some experts. They've revealed the top 10 countries they think will be allowed to visit once lockdown finishes.
Oh, this is interesting. Everyone wants to know about travel.
I can hear the tap-a-tap-a-tap into booking.com right now. I'm going to tell 100%. You which 10 countries you can visit first, next, after Ed Sheeran, classic, the A-Team at 105.3 New FM. With the Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo, 6:07. Ed Sheeran, A-Team with the Novos. Monday morning feels good, right? 6:11 with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. And right now we're talking the top 10 destinations experts think that we'll be allowed to visit once lockdown finishes.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Big interview over the weekend with Alan Joyce, the CEO of Qantas, and some aviation experts about the countries we'll most likely be able to visit first once our borders reopen. I am gagging for an overseas holiday.
Oh, same.
I mean, Jay, I feel sorry for you the most because, I mean, you were meant to be in Malta earlier this year. Missed out on that. So you must be so excited to rebook the trip. Well, so many people have these vouchers now from wherever they book their flights.
That's right.
So it's going to be very busy once the borders open. But the top 10 countries are, and I mean, if you were thinking about, you know, going overseas, there's a good mix here. Number 10 is Ireland. Have you guys ever been there?
Never been there.
No.
Luck of the Irish.
Actually, we're four-leaf clover, but yeah, it's on my list.
I wouldn't mind going anywhere. The rolling hills and stuff. Cup of Guinness, yes, please.
Number 9, Scandinavia, except Sweden.
Oh, really?
Which I'm disappointed about. I've always wanted to go to Sweden.
Yeah.
Very cute guys over there.
Ben and I there if you want.
Oh, yeah, you could, three could go on a trip.
We can go
together.
On a trip. Because, no. Well, because Ben's half Finnish. Right. So it's
imagine
on our list.
You got 3 weeks off. Yeah. You, Jade, and Ben on a little trip around Finland.
Wow. I can
like
only
a road
imagine.
Trip. obviously, Ben and Jade will do most of the driving.
What about you? You wouldn't come?
Well, I don't have a desire to meet cute guys over there.
Number 8, Germany. 7, UK. 6, Cambodia, if you're after that Southeastern Asian trip.
That's the only option. They must not have had any or something.
No, Vietnam, Japan, Singapore, Pacific Islands, and number 1 is, of course, our brothers across the ditch in New Zealand. New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
To New Zealand.
I mean,
that's a pretty good list. That's decent.
Well, there's a good mix in there, isn't
yeah.
there? Like,
yeah,
there's a holiday for pretty much most people in there.
There's something. You're not going to be totally disappointed. You're going to have a bit of fun, at least.
Well, they're saying that, like, the big trips over to the US and South America and whatnot won't be happening for at least another couple of years. Of course, they've put their A380s into storage and the Boeing 787s. They're all
Doesn't
in these, like, big lock-up garages.
Insane.
I wonder what it costs to house, like, a plane, an A380, well, because they're all in this storage facility.
Aren't they out in the desert?
Some of them are.
Northern Territory, didn't they? They went out there,
some of them. Yeah, the A380s are, but the 787s, they're in storage facilities around the country. So, really strange.
Well, because if you have to rent, like, a single car garage in Sydney,
yeah,
it's like $150
a week.
That's
what I'm getting at, yeah.
Funny thought. I was just in here, right? Imagine having to be, like, the mechanic on the plane, the mechanical engineer, and you've got to go and, like, rev the plane every now and again. You go away on holidays and you say to your family, turn the engine on, give it a run for, you know, a minute and then turn it off.
Jeremy like, goes plane to plane, plane switching to plane. Them on.
You'd have to, though.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Or do something.
I mean, it's like a car. It's still an engine.
More important, I hope they're testing the engine while they're on ground, because when they go back in the air, Jesus.
Very expensive, though, to test the engines. I mean, I wonder how much in fuel it would cost the company to just turn it on, because you do use a lot of fuel, even just in a car, when you turn it on.
Thousands, probably. Per plane.
Jesus.
Crazy stuff,
well, there you go. Get your passports out, guys.
I can tell you that one of those, how much fuel it would cost is not coming up in Lads or Lasses. We are playing it straight after
versus,
this.
Versus, Jade.
Oh, yeah.
Lads versus Lasses. Get it right.
So we're about to play 13-10-09, Battle of the Sexes game. We ask females male-based questions and vice versa. So if you want to get on it, win a cool prize.
Yeah, we have family passes to Oakdale Wildlife Park, which is fantastic. If you want to go out with the fam there, give us a call. One man, one woman, 13-10-09.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
And with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo, tops of 18 degrees, sunny today. Those winds disappearing in the middle of the day. It's time for Lads versus Lasses.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
This is really where we want to decide who is the ultimate sex. Is it the males or the females? Because basically, we ask you if you're a male some female-based questions, and if you're the girl, we ask you male-based questions. Yeah. And today, you're playing for an Oakvale Wildlife Park family pass.
Yeah. So, very exciting. The guys leading the tally board at the moment on 3 points, the girls on 2.
You're probably not going to get many more points anyway, so don't even worry about it.
Whatever.
Exactly. All right, let's kick it off with Jason. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good, thanks. How was your weekend? What'd you get up to?
I watched Lucifer and Netflix and sat on my couch all weekend.
Oh, that sounds like the ultimate weekend for some.
The ultimate lads weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Couple of beers in there, good to go. All right, let's kick this off with question number 1. Which astrological sign would you be if you were born January 2nd?
That's a good question. Capricorn?
The answer is correct. All right, 1 point. Oh. Question number 2. Who wrote Pride and Prejudice?
Jane Austen.
Correct. Oh. 2 out of 2.
Jeez, you're killing it. All right, question number 3 to make it a clean sweep.
This one's hard.
Well, yeah.
I think you need to be very observational for this question.
Well, Jason obviously is because he's smashing it so far. What color was the necklace that was thrown into the ocean in the movie Titanic?
Was it blue?
It was!
3 out of 3. Oh, my
God.
Very
good. Good luck to whoever the lass is this morning. Hold the line.
Poor Chelsea.
Hey, Chelsea. How are you?
Good.
Hey, all right. Now, 3 questions. That means you can't get any wrong, Chelsea. Are you ready?
I'm not so sure. I did pretty well.
Yeah, I know.
You can do it. You can do it.
We believe in you. Here we go, Chels. Question number 1. Flank and porterhouse are types of what?
Meat.
I'll take meat. Steak is the correct answer, but steak is meat, so all good. Yep. Question number 2. What is a black hawk?
A helicopter?
Oh, that it is.
This is a nail biter.
You've got to get this one right.
I've got the coin out in case we need the coin flip here.
Here we go. Last question, Chelsea. What 3 sports comprise a triathlon?
Running,
yes.
Cycling, swimming.
Correct. Oh, my God. Who would have thought?
It's a tiebreaker.
Here we go. Heads or tails to break this tie, Chelsea. Your call.
Tails.
Flip that coin, Crevo.
Oh, and it is tails.
Oh, the lasses win.
Are you kidding?
Yes, Chelsea. You've won an Oakvale Wildlife Family Pass.
Sorry, Jason. You must feel absolutely gutted. But, Chelsea, it's all yours. Well done.
Thank you. Good game.
Hey, news time coming up next with Hamish. And if you would like to play Lads versus Lasses, head to our Facebook page. There's a meme up. Comment and we'll book you in this week. A lot of people want to play this game.
So much exactly fun. Right. Oh, we're head to head, boys and girls.
3 all.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
All right, it's 6:26 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
So, guys, obviously on Friday there was a lot of talk about this vaccine that's coming out, hopefully from the Oxford University trials. And basically a lot of small business groups here in Australia are calling for a ruling to say no jab, no job. What this would mean would be if you don't get the vaccine, your boss has the right to fire you. That's what they're calling for, right? So my question is here, and this is 13:10:09, I want you to get involved. Should your boss be able to fire you if you don't get the COVID vaccine when it comes out?
It is a difficult one, but, I mean, these are difficult times, and I think we need to protect the majority. So I think, yeah, absolutely, you should be able to fire an employee if they don't comply.
What do you think, Jade?
No.
You're on the other side, okay. Yeah.
I mean, I think the government should try and make it a little bit easier for employers that then have to go and tell their employees that it's mandatory. Maybe something should come from the top. But I know a lot of people out there, when ScoMo sort of made that faux pas last week about making it mandatory and that you can't really do it.
It angered a lot of people.
But are we really at that stage? Like, we're in the middle of the biggest pandemic in over 100 years and people are
I don't think you should be. That's someone you need that job. That's people's livelihoods. I just think, no.
Around the team, are you going to get the vaccines?
The day one.
Yeah.
As soon as it comes available, so I can go back to living my life exactly how it was before.
Jade?
I guess so.
You seem
to
I'm still on the fence. I want to read a little bit more into it.
Okay.
Anyway, all right, this is the debate. Are you team Maddie? Absolutely. No jab, no job. Or are you team Jade that the boss can't fire you just because you didn't get the vaccine? This is the debate. 13:10:09, get involved.
Alana Miles right now on the home of Newcastle's best music. It's 6:35 with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Good morning. Alana Miles live with the Novos at 105.3 New FM at 6:40. 13:10:09 this morning. We're asking you, when the coronavirus vaccine comes out, no jab, no work.
Corona time. Hey, it's corona time right now.
The coronavirus is about to impact this country in ways we have never seen before.
And a warning from health officials to avoid shaking hands to prevent the disease spreading.
That's right. Small business groups on Friday calling for the right to sack workers who refuse to get a COVID-19 vaccination when one becomes available in Australia. Obviously, they're thinking, if I've got someone who's not getting the vaccine here at work, isn't that endangers other people around, my customers? Not good enough. So that's the question.
Now, I respect that people have certain views when it comes to vaccines, and obviously the whole anti-vaxxer movement is a big thing at the moment. I do think, though, this vaccine in particular should be made mandatory. I get you have your beliefs about other vaccines, but this puts us all at risk.
Yeah.
So I think that it's a great idea.
I know what you're saying, but I don't know. Sort of seeing on the other side, I'm not an anti-vaxxer by any means, but I just think, I don't know, if it's not mandatory, you can't make someone take this particular vaccine. I can understand where a lot of people are sitting on the fence going, oh, it hasn't had the years and years of testing and trials like they do the regular vaccines, which are perfectly safe. So I can sort of understand people's mentalities in that sense.
Interesting you say that. On 60 Minutes last night, Dr. Fauci, who's the head expert for disease control in the United States, was talking to Tara Brown, and he said, don't be so worried that this is happening a lot faster than we expected, because the technology has come so far that they've done it the right way. So I don't think we should be worrying about that as much.
That's what a lot of people are thinking. So I just think, you can't make them. Don't fire them.
All right, let's go to the phones to find out.
Hey, Sean, what's your thoughts, buddy?
Yeah, I think they should make the COVID vaccine mandatory.
Yeah, yeah. You're not worried about the testing and the trials that they haven't done?
I think they should make it mandatory. It's definitely the right thing they should do.
Yeah, everyone can get back to their normal lives then, and, we can knock this thing on the head once and for all. Like, instead of lingering for years and years because a small group of people think they don't want to get that particular vaccine.
You say small. It's actually quite a large amount of people who don't want it.
Yeah, well, I totally disagree with them and think they should all just buck up and get one.
Hey, Sean, question. What kind of industry do you work in?
I work in transport and cleaning, so it's a very...
high-risk industries there.
Demanding jobs, so I reckon, personally, under my level of work, I think my boss is going to say, all right, you guys go get the job or go find another job.
Or go find something else. Yeah, absolutely.
What were you going to say then, Krivo?
Go get another job.
Thanks for your call, Sean. Appreciate that. Let's go to Anonymous, guys. Anonymous is a nurse, so I'm glad she's caught up. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you today?
Oh, well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, doing good. Really interested to hear your take on this, of course. The couple people here obviously thinking that maybe we shouldn't be firing people for not getting the jab. What are your thoughts?
I absolutely disagree. They hard line, either get vaccinated or go home and stay.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be up to millions of people are dying from this disease.
Yeah.
And you're putting millions of people at risk. And it goes back to whooping cough, chicken pox, all of those diseases could have been eradicated if we didn't have any vaccines.
It's interesting you say that, because, I mean, obviously, if you don't vaccinate your children against those diseases you just mentioned, you can't go to daycare. There are rules in place. A lot of people won't take those children on. So why do people think that if you don't get the COVID-19 vaccine, that you can just go on living your everyday life? It's serious stuff.
Because it's not mandatory. So I know
it should be made mandatory, because nobody is immune from this. It doesn't matter what your views are, you aren't immune from it. You will get sick and you will make other people sick.
We've had over 500 deaths right here in Australia. Now, it only seems like yesterday that, they were approaching the 100 mark. This thing has gone out of control in Victoria, and this is what will happen.
And it's because we opened up everything too early.
Yeah.
I do agree with that. I think the pubs and all that sort of stuff should have been, like, fine. They had, like, 500... Like, people could go in there at one time at one point. I was thinking, that's just a disaster waiting to happen.
Have you...
Absolutely.
Obviously, working in the hospital, have you encountered somebody that has COVID-19?
Yes. We've been very lucky, though. We haven't had a huge influx, like, anything new, Victoria, obviously.
But we have
had positive cases, and it's devastating. Your families can't come and visit you. They're not allowed in the room. People die by themselves with this disease unless we're by the bedside. Mm. It's just wrong.
It is wrong.
And we're deciding not to get vaccinated. Why?
Yeah.
You know, we don't have enough insight. And I just really think that there needs to be a lot more education around what's happening. Like, babies die from whooping cough. You know, that's a treatable disease.
Yeah.
And it's unacceptable.
Yeah, totally is.
Thank you for your call this morning.
And it's good to have, like, that insight from somebody who's working in the system.
Absolutely.
Every day. We've got Craig. How are you?
Good, thanks.
That's the way. Now, you're saying you shouldn't be firing people. What are your thoughts here?
Well, put it this way. Like, if I'm working in an office with 10 other people, if 9 of us are vaccinated, what are we worried about? We're not getting it.
Yeah, but then you could possibly be infecting customers then.
But I'm already vaccinated. But I'm vaccinated.
Oh, you are. But what about that other person who could then infect customers? That shop is then shut down because it's been COVID exposed. And then obviously from a business perspective, they can't keep operating.
If the customer's vaccinated, they're not worried about getting it either.
No, I see your point. Yeah. And the thing is that once the vaccine comes out, they're not going to just go shutting down businesses willy-nilly because someone had COVID-19
there. They might still. They still have to do a deep
clean. Let's walk through this, though, Craig. So, if 9 out of 10 people are vaccinated in the office, that one person isn't, they catch it, they're a carrier. You might have those 10 customers and 2 aren't vaccinated. It just lingers in the community. And we can't get back to our everyday life. Like, do you miss overseas travel, Craig?
No, I never go overseas.
But
those people who aren't vaccinated, they're the only ones that are getting it. So bad luck for them.
I understand what you're saying. And the thing is, the flu's still around as well. So, you know, like, the COVID will probably always be around, just like the flu.
It's no different to any other vaccine. Not 100% of people take up vaccine.
But if you get to that 95%, then it is effective in the community. But if you don't, and if you just have the 9 out of 10, it's not good enough. It'll always be hanging around. Anyway,
thanks for your call, Craig.
Look, we appreciate all opinions.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't agree, but that's all right.
Very good.
We can still be friends with Craig.
Of course he is.
Still a nice guy, probably.
We've got Love It or Loathe It after this. So I'm going to get your thoughts on something actually Melania Trump's done, guys.
Oh, okay. Doing that next. It's 6:48. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. I don't care. New FM. Love It. Or Loathe It. Loathe It.
This is where I'm getting Maddie and Cruvo's thoughts on the daily topic. There's only one rule. There's no fence sitting. Your thoughts, guys, on rose gardens.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Loathe them.
Really?
Horrible things. I mean, they look pretty from a distance, but, I always find myself thinking, A, I'm on the set of The Bachelor, or 2, don't touch them because you will hurt yourself.
I think they look nice, but they are a lot of work.
Yeah.
They do a lot of work.
Very inconvenient flowers.
Yeah, they're bloody hard work.
Yeah.
Like, because they only flower for, I think, a certain period, and they look beautiful, but then you actually have to cut roses all the way back. They just look like these dead little sticks coming out of the ground.
Let's be honest.
True.
You've got to be over 60 to have a rose garden. I mean, I don't think many young people have rose gardens.
Well, that's because they're so difficult to grow.
I mean, feel free to call the show if you're a young person into roses.
We
probably won't believe you, but you can call.
Yeah. A lot of nursing homes I've found have rose gardens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm bringing this up because obviously Melania Trump, they like to do their gardening around the White House, keep the gardens nice.
Oh, she's not,
she
though.
Doesn't do any of that.
Oh, well, she hasn't touched a flower in years.
Well, guys, she had the vision, okay? And a lot of people are upset met? Because obviously in the previous administrations, Obama, for one, he had a lot of colour in his White House garden, like tulips or like red, purples, like greens, yellows. But now Melania's gone in and she's created a very sort of bland garden, people are saying that.
It matches
just,
their personality.
It's very green and it's just roses. But I actually really, really like it. It's very French.
Oh, is it?
Very French. Look, I'll show you a photo briefly. Like? So hers is on the right-hand side.
Oh, that's way boring compared to the other one.
No, but if you have a look at the, like, along, it's very sculptured. It's a very sculptured clinic, like...
It's clinical. Exactly. And it looks like the back garden of a doctor's clinic.
No, it doesn't.
Low maintenance.
I'm surprised.
It's like the gardens of Buckingham Palace have similar gardens. It's very hedges.
I thought you, of all people, would be into the overgrown, like, mystical fairy-style garden that Michelle Obama had versus the boring doctor's surgery.
I like both.
Rose garden.
I don't know what it is about gardens. There's actually really few good Netflix shows on gardens, which I've been into, and they go back and they look at gardens of Italy and then gardens of France and the different variations.
Don't miss that.
It's sounds boring, but it's very interesting.
Probably because it is.
Yeah. But anyway, check out Melania Trump's garden. She's copping flack for it, but I think it's nice.
Anything else that they want to change, the Trumps? Like, leave the garden. Who goes into the White House and rips out all of the existing plants? I mean, that really goes to show what kind of people the Trumps are. Like, they can't even leave the Obamas' rose garden.
No, screw the Obamas.
Rip it out.
No, because then people are also then sitting there going, oh, it was Jackie O's garden. How dare she rip out Jackie O's garden beds? It's like, stop living in the past. New administration, clean slate. That's how it works.
Yeah, right. Well, soon we'll see if there's going to be another new one coming up.
Of all things to worry about, you know, the Trump White House, they've really got nothing
on
their plate at the moment.
Oh,
like,
please.
You know, they need to resort to gardens.
Don't just attack them. Every presidential wife fixes up the gardens.
Mm-hmm, okay. It's their job, is it?
It is their job.
Yeah. Oh, 6:59. Good morning.
Just some...
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go. Let's go.
And get things started.
This is
Jade, Maddie and
Crevo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Poor Maddie.
Why?
Feeling very sorry for him this morning, Crevo.
Yeah, why is that?
Because his favourite show, The Masked Singer, is no more. It's been stopped for COVID-19.
Has
apparently
been cancelled, Jade.
I know, but it feels like it, doesn't it, for
horrible,
you?
Horrible, though. No, do you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I watched the first episode and CBF watching anymore. It's not my favourite show. I like what you did there, though.
You're welcome. But yeah, apparently one of the dancers. Apparently one of the... Don't know where I got that posh all of a sudden. Apparently one of the dancers on the show got COVID-19. So they've had to shut the whole thing down. Oh, no more filming for a bit.
Terrible. So, they had one episode left to film, the grand finale. Well, everyone that worked on the show, like the judges like Husey, Denny Minogue, Jackie O, Osha, you know, all the extended crew, all in isolation now. Terrible.
Oh,
that's a real pain because they would have been paid so much and they would have thought... That, like, going into that last final episode, I would have thought, look, we've gotten through this. This is technically possible.
Yeah.
Even in, you know, COVID land of Melbourne.
If I see one more TV show incorporate Zoom into it, I'm not into it. I can't be bothered.
Good. Well, we had this chat last week. I said to you, Matt, I think it was on Friday. I think you weren't in the room, Crevo. Right. But I was like, oh... You think by now, I said, like, as a computer developer, they're going to look at the camera advancements on the computers. Because I said, after watching, like, there's Prince Harry and Meghan Markle on there, the quality on laptops' cameras are terrible. terrible.
It honestly looks like things have been filmed on an iPhone 1.
It does. And like, I thought to myself, they've obviously never thought it was a big deal.
They just thought, you know, it's like a few people who are in long-distance relationships occasionally
but
using
you wait.
It.
The next few laptops and designs that come out, camera quality is going to be
front-facing
perfect.
Camera will definitely be, they'll improve that.
100%. Sure. Up next, one of our long-time listeners, Karen, poor thing.
That is her name.
That is her name.
It's not a pun.
She has been catfished by a Russell Crowe impersonator.
This is a like, I want to hear more about this straight from Karen.
Yeah, so, I mean, are you guys ones to message celebrities? I know the answer for you, Crevo. Absolutely not. Jade, I know you love trolling celebrities' personal Instagram
accounts.
Sliding into those DMs.
Yeah, I'm not trolling as in bullying. Like just
more like trawling.
Trawling.
Because I don't believe in bullying online. But yeah, I love,
weren't even talking about that, but okay.
Oh, you say trolling though. People think it's,
Jade loves to chat to them.
I like to tell them how good they are.
Very good. Well, we're going to chat to Karen next to talk about whether or not, she's going to keep chatting to this Russell Crowe impersonator. I think we can have some fun with this.
I like it.
All right. After Sam Smith, Demi Lovato, I'm ready. At 105.3 New FM. It's 10 past 7. Tops of 18 degrees. Sunny today on the coast. Sam Smith, Demi Lovato, I'm ready. Live across Newcastle at 105.3 New FM. It's 13 past 7. Currently 8 degrees at Nobby's.
It's Russell Crowe.
Are you not entertained?
This is going to be a little bit of fun.
Yeah, long-time listener and fan of the show, Karen, has been tricked by a Russell Crowe impersonator. She's commented on a Russell Crowe post. And you know how with these big celebs, you'll have like these weird fan pages that people create? So they're generally under like a different name. So in this case, it's Russell Crowe Connect. Now, Karen started a conversation with this person and they've tried to trick her into thinking that it's actually Russell Crowe.
This poor is Karen.
Fascinating. I want to hear more about
it. Hey, Karen, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Now, what happened? Obviously, you're a big Rusty fan. How did this start?
Who isn't?
Well, I'm not really a Rusty fan. It's just that sometimes his comments, his pictures come up on Facebook, and I commented on one, and I never expected a reply. So when I got one, I thought, oh, yeah, I'm sure Russell Crowe's replying to me. And then it went from there. He's been on the phone with me this morning, he's on the phone all night, he's on the phone all day. The last 4 days I've had nothing but Russell.
Sorry, Karen, when you say on the phone, you're obviously just messaging. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so you've obviously sent a few screenshots through to us. Now, it's quite interesting because, I mean, to the normal person, you can pretty much identify that this is a fake straight away. So the account is called Russell Crowe Connect. The crow as a lowercase c, and I'm sure Connect is not in Russell Crowe's personal Facebook page. Now, what are some of the things he's been saying to you?
Well, they haven't been horrid or rude or anything yet, or asking me for money, because if he does, I'll ask him for some.
Yeah, don't blame me. He's got a lot.
he shouldn't need to ask me for money. But it's just like, where are you going? What are you doing? Who are you talking to now? And I have to make up all these fake excuses so I don't have to talk to him all day. Because the other day it was 2 hours straight of messaging. And I thought, oh, my gosh, if this was a real Russell Crowe, I'd want to kill him. Like, there's no way I'd go out with a real Russell Crowe. That was a real Russell Crowe.
Well, look, I'm just reading some of the messages here. And you guys were obviously chatting about his movies. And he says, I just want to read this conversation, guys. So, Karen, you're like, yeah, love Gladiator and Proof of Life. And he says, oh, thank you very much. And how is the amount of weather over there?
Okay. Well, the amount was pretty cold.
Exactly. You respond, it's beautiful. Where are you today? He goes, yeah, the weather here is very favourable. Who says that?
this makes me suspect that this person is like maybe one of those scammers over in Africa or something.
He continues, can you tell me a scene from the movie you just mentioned? I mean, Gladiator. Karen, you then say, yes, the fight scene with you and a chariot.
So all of them.
This is still going on, right?
Yeah, this morning, just because I've got two phones, so even while I'm talking to you, he's sending me messages, and this one, are the kids, is the kids coming around today? You know, like stuff like that.
Okay,
be careful
bets.
You don't give them too much of your personal information.
No, Karen's clearly clued on.
No, I've got fake grandkids and everything.
Oh,
one
good.
Called Joe and Sarah and Nellie.
Oh, this is so entertaining. Well,
so we need to do something with this.
Yeah.
I wish we could have access to this account. Let's formulate a response and see if we can get him on the phone somehow.
That's a great idea.
We need to trick the Russell Crowe impersonator. What we're going to do, we're going to have a little think. A
little brainstorm.
And come up with a message we want you to send to him to try and bait him to give us a call here on the show.
Yeah, or at least give us his number, like his phone number, or to call us so we can talk to him.
And what we'll do, Jade can pretend to be you, Karen.
Good, because he's never heard my voice.
Put on a little feminine wiles and try and get this Russell Crowe impersonator to call us.
That's a great idea.
All right, well, we'll talk to you off air, Karen. Just hold the line for us. We're going to try and make this happen. If we can get this person, happy days.
Oh, brilliant.
How fun.
Bets, what country do you think he's in?
I think there's a lot of... I'm trying to remember which country has the... Like, there's a huge amount of phones.
Africa.
One of the countries in Africa, they've got great internet connection and they're like the phone scam capital of the world.
Because I was getting scammed there. Well, not scammed, but they were trying to break into my account, my Hotmail account.
Oh. You made that sound like they stole a heap of money from your bank account. Just your Hotmail account. It's 7:18.
What's the gossip coming up next with Jackson? What's on the way?
More details from that Paris Hilton documentary that's coming out. It's confirmed what the trauma is in her childhood. So we're going to unpack that.
That's
also too. Sofia Vergara has commented on how she feels about Ellen ripping off her accent. I'll tell you all about that.
Okay, 7:18 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Jackson is here and I'm so excited to hear about Paris Hilton. Jade wasn't that keen, but I can't wait to hear.
Alright, so she's got that This Is Paris documentary. It premieres, I think, September 14 on her YouTube channel, which goes off. If you haven't seen it, she does all these cooking little experiments.
That's right.
Oh, I'm obsessed. It's so good.
Here's a bit of a teaser of that.
Something happened in my childhood that I've never talked about with anyone.
I just heard screaming, bloody murder.
But I couldn't tell you guys because every time I tried, I'd get punished by them. I still have nightmares about it. And the only thing that saved my sanity was thinking about who I wanted to become when I got out of there.
Okay, so it's about her time in boarding school where she is said to reveal that she faced 20 hours a day of isolation, physical and mental abuse as well. She's also got a whole heap of her school friends that are going to sit there and testify on this documentary. So, set to blow the private schooling system over in America out of the water, actually. So, could be quite huge.
Wow, jeez. That's crazy. And good that she's finally speaking up and out about it.
Yeah, especially if they're doing all that sort of stuff.
Imagine the money that the Hiltons would have paid for Paris to attend that school and that was what was happening to her.
Just outrageous.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying that this is going to sort of change the trajectory of how we view Paris Hilton and the career path that she's on. So it'll be interesting to see what comes from it.
Yeah, can't wait to see this.
Yeah, moving on to my least favourite person, Ellen DeGeneres.
Ask Ellen, yes.
I don't know if you've watched her show all that much, but she has Sofia Vergara from Modern Family on quite a lot, and people have been quick to point out that she's quite rude to her and picking on her accent. Take a listen.
He's a brisket cover girl.
Oh, I don't know how you got hired. You've been on this show for 10 years, and your accent has gotten worse. How is that possible? Your English has gotten better, I have to say.
Very English?
I'm understanding you. You wanted fresh brewed Colombian coffee. And so I got you some fresh brewed Colombian coffee.
So Sofia Vergara has actually spoken out about this because everyone was really annoyed that she was staying silent, but she just put up a video of their CoverGirl shoot. She said, two comedians having fun with each other to entertain. I was never a victim, guys. I was always in on that joke.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Hey, well, at least she...
Do I believe that? Absolutely not.
No, either do I. Mm. But, you know...
Have you noticed Ellen only picks on really attractive women? It's like that old, you know, schoolyard trick where you throw rocks at the girls or the boys if you like them. It's like, Ellen, stop being mean to them.
Yeah, have you also seen that Ellen DeGeneres is trying to buy the silence of her remaining staff? So she's given them a really great healthcare deal in their sort of re-signing for the next season. She's also given them extended holiday leave.
Oh, wow.
Take it while you can get it.
So, just confirming, because I've sort of haven't really... There's been a new story on it every day. It's been very hard to keep up on the Ellen saga. So, she's been signed... The show is continuing.
Correct. Yeah, so they're set to film for the upcoming season this coming month. So
it's postponed a little bit, I think, like the season itself coming onto TV, but it's going another season. Yeah,
and they've just wrapped up their sort of investigation into it, Warner Brothers. So we'll see how it goes. I can't see Ellen DeGeneres lasting for much longer.
Bring on KC Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, that's true.
Great show.
I was going to say 2020, a lot of bad things have happened, so she could be re-signed for the next 10 years.
Poor Ellen. I don't know. I just feel bad. Obviously, they've done an investigation, though. Like, they're not just going to keep someone on if she was that bad or there's truth to it.
Well, they've done the investigation and they've fired about 90% of the people around her. So, you know, she's a big star. You'd keep her on.
Yeah,
she's making
absolutely.
Them bad. It doesn't mean that she's not terrible.
Yeah, like, you could investigate and go... Let's see, is she making us heaps of money? Yeah, all right, investigation over. Like, that's
yeah, but I don't believe. I really don't believe that, though. I think if nine other people have been fired and they've done an investigation, poor Ellen's the face, obviously, of the show because she's the host. So it makes me wonder what other people are going around saying about Ellen or making out Ellen's been doing others.
So, see, I disagree with that because look at all of the people that have come out that have worked on the show and complained about Ellen and said all of this stuff about her. Like, who's the liar? One person or a group of people?
Yeah, I don't know. That's...
You know what? If you're the head of that empire, which Ellen is, you would know everything that's going on. So if you turn a blind eye to that, you're pretty terrible.
Mm.
7:30 with the Novos. Don't forget, New FM Facebook page, we've got our huge, big event coming very soon, the Novos Wedding at Your Door. If you'd like to enter, newfm.com.au, check it out. We're going to meet our first couple after 8 o'clock today, guys.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
You get the Novos when you wake up and Kay, Tim and Marty for the drive home on 105.3 New FM.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
Now, Jade, you've been invited to a wedding, I believe, and there's a bit of an issue, I believe.
Yes.
I don't know how many times I can say I believe in one sentence. I just
said it twice.
So, a little bit of an awkward situation. Mm. Friends of ours plan to get married in the first week of January in 2021, next year. And unfortunately, they live in Sydney. They want to get married in Queensland, but obviously the borders keep closing and reopening.
Yep.
COVID cases, and they're living in in an area in Sydney where it was a massive outbreak. So
where do they live?
I think I'm really bad with Sydney. I think it's somewhere near Western Sydney where it was quite bad.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so now, obviously, with the changes in the wedding plans constantly due to COVID, they're like, you know what, we're not going to get married up in Queensland anymore. We're just going to have a backyard wedding in the next couple months. So Ben's a best man, and we're not sure if we should really be going because of COVID.
Oh.
So I don't know. We're in a predicament, and I'll unleash a little bit more on it in a second, but just around the team, I'm going to ask you if we're bad friends and what I should do. Don't tell me.
I want to hear the facts, yeah.
Yeah, because it's an awkward one.
Well, I'm going to make a snap decision and say, yes, you are.
Don't be quick to judge, Maddie.
Jason Mraz, right now, I'm yours at 105.3 New FM at 7:38 with the Novos. Good morning. Currently 8 degrees out at Maitland, tops of 18 there. Sunny day today with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo at 7:42.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And Ben and I have this great couple of friends in Sydney. Mm. And they made Benny the best man, which is really flattering.
Very polite.
Big, upcoming
big
wedding,
honor.
Yeah?
Yeah, upcoming wedding. It was meant to be for the first week of Jan, but they've just been unlucky, obviously, with COVID-19. A lot of people are in their shoes at the moment. They've changed their venue, like reception, about two or three times. Oh. And the poor things keep losing out on deposits. It's gotten to the point now where they've just decided to can the wedding because they were getting married up in Queensland, obviously the borders and living in Sydney. They were in this hotspot area somewhere in Western Sydney. It was very bad. And I think it still is one of the higher areas. And so they've gone for the backyard. I need to look into a little bit more.
I don't know what suburb it is.
But I know it was one of the really bad ones, not eradicated
you
yet.
You saw it on TV. You went,
Yeah, questionable. So, so they're having a backyard wedding, which is going to be really, really pretty. And I said to Ben, do you think we should be going?
Oh.
No, but in all seriousness, though.
One of those.
But there's going to be people, friends of theirs, family members who are all from that area. That COVID's rife. And I don't really want to put myself in that position.
You're basically calling them irresponsible people. And I think you and Ben are terrible friends if you cancel after they had
The best man invitation
sent to you.
I know, but honestly, don't you think it's irresponsible that they're getting married still in COVID times? Like, it's to the point where they're inviting lots of people to a backyard wedding in a hot spot.
Yeah, but
in a hot spot. Out of a hot spot, different story.
How many people are coming?
I think there's probably, I don't know, maybe 30 to 40.
So they're following the rules, though, Jade. Rules are in place and guidelines to protect people.
Can't you just do it like you do in a pub where everyone writes their name and number at the top and then if someone gets it, you just call everyone on the list?
I guess so. I think that many people. I could be wrong. I actually don't know what the limits are. I'm sure they're within it.
I will say this. This is why we need a vaccine.
Yeah, well, that's a separate chat.
That's
a terrible friend.
Do you think
you don't go? Absolutely, because I think you've just... It's so far off, right? And I honestly think you guys are panicking. You wear a mask to the wedding,
Jade. Could you imagine if we were those people that came back from Sydney and infected Sandgate and Hamilton and Katara?
Well, we're all dead. We're the only ones living here in Sandgate. The rest are dead, so it's not a problem.
But it's a concern, though.
Can I quickly testify for people in Sydney? Because I'm from Sydney.
So much hate.
People are very, very chill there. They're socially distancing. I went to Green Hills the other day, absolutely packed. Went Thursday night shopping in Broadway, one of the busiest shopping centres in the city. Nobody around.
Really?
People are really taking this seriously in Sydney. We cop a bad rap.
But I'm scared.
Don't be scared. Come to the dark
side. But, Jade, this is what annoys me about you.
Yeah.
But you don't want you argue like, oh, is the vaccine safe, blah, blah, blah. You want to, like, live life to the fullest, but you don't want to do what you need to do in order to do that.
Look, just take hand sanitizer. A mask. Be 1.5 meters. Like, stand back. If the uncle is trying to chat to you in the garden after a few VBs,
get away.
Stand back. Let's keep him safe. And he'll be like, and try and do an elbow handshake or whatever he does. And it'll be fine.
Okay.
You'll be fine.
So you reckon that I'll be fine?
You'll be fine.
You know what, Jackson? I agree with what you said. There's so much Sydney hate. On the weekend, I went for a beer. I think it's Saturday night. And I lost the little sticker on the back of my license with my Newcastle address on it. So I have my Sydney address printed on the license. I get to the door and he goes, mate, we're not letting you in. You're from Sydney. Sydney's a hotspot. We spoke about this on the show last week.
That's right.
But you know what? It happened to me and I wasn't happy. And I said, I live in Newcastle. He's like, not anybody from Sydney. No. And I thought, you know what? Jackson's right. There is so much social distancing and Sydney is doing the right thing. And like you said, I see so many people here in the Hunter that are just really quite relaxed.
Oh, please. Oh, there's lots of people doing the right thing here.
Oh, I'm sure there is. But, okay, you go down to Woolies, right?
Yeah.
And go check out the social distancing. It's you know, they're trying, doing a good job. And I'm not just singling out Woolworths here. But, you know, we're not as on it as some other places.
All right, well, I'd say do it, but hey, in the end it is up to you. Next though, guys, on the weekend I tried out a new job.
Did you?
I
So hold on, is your name Jade all of a sudden?
Yeah. So basically, obviously renovating at the moment, the plumbers suddenly said, we're gonna come Saturday, can you help out? And I was like, I can, but I don't know if I'm going to be very good.
You would have hated that because you're like, that's what I'm paying them for.
I would have asked for a discount. I want the job to move along, so I agreed, and we saw how I went as a plumber's apprentice slash assistant. I've got the full details for you next.
7:47. Good morning. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Justin Bieber, Quavo, Intentions. Live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM, 7:54. Crevo, he's doing some work for once. Over the weekend, your renovations at home, of course, you've tried out being a plumber's apprentice.
Yeah, that's right. So there was like a bit of a mix-up with trades not being able to make it late last week. And then the plumbers, bless their hearts, said, we'll come on Saturday. We'll come and work. But if you can help with various bits and pieces across the day, that would be great. And I was like, yep, absolutely, want to move this job along, whatever you need.
Now, of course, on the weekend, it was so windy here and very unpleasant to be outside. So I imagine that you were sort of going in and out of the house and, you know, to and from the truck. What were you wearing, first of all?
All right, so I had like a work shirt on and shorts.
High vis?
I don't own high-vis, but as close as I could to that.
Jade didn't lend you one?
Yeah, I was like, I've got one.
Got one, Andy. No. And then I had, like, sort of gym shorts.
Right.
Because you need good flexibility when you're doing that kind of physical work.
Yeah.
And then on and off with the jumper as well, because it was extremely windy and rainy at points as well, which was great for digging.
It hailed on Saturday morning here.
Did it?
Yeah. Did you get it?
No.
Didn't see that.
Not in Mayfield?
No, but it was like there was a heavy dump of rain right when I was digging a really big ditch, which was awesome.
So what kind of jobs did they ask you to do?
All right. So the first one was they had me on like rubble removal. So they didn't.
Dog's job.
They didn't. Like, so what they had to do was dig up part of the slab, right? So they didn't trust me on the Kango, which is like the mini jackhammer.
No, our insurance doesn't cover that.
Absolutely not. So they gave me like one of those, you know, those big plastic round tubs you get from like the supermarket or from Bunnings. And I had to, like, as they dug up the bits of concrete and brick and stuff, chuck that in there, get it out of the way, out to the skip with that.
Crevo.
And then once all that part was done, then they're like, right, what we need here is a 4 meter long ditch with a huge main inspection hole in the center, like past your waist. Get digging.
No way.
So that was most of my afternoon.
Quite inappropriate for them to ask you to help out.
Are you getting
with those jobs?
Yeah, they're like, the dog jobs.
I get, like, you know, carrying a bag of cement or something, but digging a trench that, like, is waist high,
stirring,
too much.
Making sure the cement doesn't, like, go hard, like, keep stirring.
I hope
it.
You got this for that of labour for free from them.
Not it.
Did you get a discount?
Weekday rates.
No, yeah, basically I got that. But I basically said, because I really want this part to be done so the other trades can move in. I said, I offered really to help.
Oh, there it is. Tight-ass Mark.
I know, because I said, I want to get things moving. Like, if I can do those menial jobs, they can focus on gluing pipes together, which is the other part, you know?
They would have loved it.
Absolutely. Way less of the physical stuff for them. But, hey, I still appreciate them coming out on a Saturday.
So, knowing you, Crevo, everything has a dollar sign next to him considering these things. I reckon you've obviously worked out with your help, you will save money by getting the next trade in earlier. Am I correct?
Look, of course, that's always in my mind.
Come on.
How much?
Look, well, if they had to have another guy there, it's got to be another $500-$600 for the day.
So you doing that work has saved yourself $600.
Probably.
Good job.
Well done. Well done, Crevo.
What I did learn, though, is I don't want to become a plumber. That is a hard, hard job, especially if you're on the digging and the rubble gathering and stuff.
Shout out to all the plumbers.
Absolutely. You guys are absolute legends for doing that 7 days a week.
Wow. Good stuff. How far along are we now?
Oh, I've still got heaps to go. Sure, I'll bring you more stories.
Hey, guys, coming up next, we're meeting our first winners of the Novos wedding at your door. This couple will be married joined by Jeff and us at their front door on October 9th. Aww. We're very excited to hear their story. Going to meet them after the news here at New FM 7:59.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
The moment has arrived.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is New FM, your wedding station. Of course, we did give away a wedding earlier this year, our drive-through wedding.
That's right.
And because we love so much here, we've decided to give away another wedding, but this time, not one, but five.
Yay.
Oh, how good.
Yeah, we're teaming up with Joined by Jeff once again after the success of our drive-through wedding for the Novos. Wedding at your door. This is a new type of wedding where Jeff and us come to your house, knock on your front door, you come out on your porch, and Jeff will marry you.
Right there and then.
Done.
Really nice.
We'll be the witnesses or something, I guess.
Yeah. Now,
and we're on the road again.
Exactly. So we are going to marry five couples in one day. Never been done before. I'm so excited to do this. Newfm.com.au if you'd like to enter. There's still a little bit of time to get involved. But we're meeting our first winners next. I'm so excited. Wait awesome. Until you hear what these guys want to get married in.
In. Like wearing.
The outfit.
Oh, how exciting.
Can't wait for this.
We're going to meet him after this. Lewis Capaldi, hold me while you wait at New FM. Good morning. What a passionate song that is. 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's currently 9 degrees in Warners Bay and right now we're giving away a wedding.
On New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is
the Novos.
The Novos.
Wedding at your door.
Yeah, I know what you must be thinking. They've already given away a wedding this year, but we loved it so much. Mm-hmm. We've teamed up with Joined by Jeff once again to give away not one, but five weddings. Wedding unlike any other. We are marrying five couples in one day at their front door.
That's right. It's going to be like a marathon of weddings. We get in the car, go from one to the next, all Facebook live stream for your viewing.
Do you know what?
Yes, you can join in.
Yeah. And do you know what we're actually doing? What? I feel like we're writing the playbook along with Jeff for pandemic weddings and how to do them.
Yeah, we're professionals.
We are experts.
We're going to meet our first couple right now. Katie is our lucky winner for today. Hey, Katie, you're getting married.
Yay.
How exciting. So, Katie, your partner's Nathan. Tell us, how long have you been together for?
We've been together for 4.5 years now and engaged for 4 of them.
Wow. And how come you haven't gotten married before now?
We have 4 kids between us and we've had a lot going on. We've purchased a house and we've done lots of things to our house. And then we've just recently had a little newborn and we were going to get married before him.
Congrats.
But he decided to come when he did.
Yeah, you can't control that, can you?
Well, no, definitely not.
Not really. Yeah, anyway, we'll gloss over that real quick. But you've been together 4.5 years, and then he popped the question after just 6 months.
He did, yes. We'd worked together for nearly 2 years before that. So we knew each other, and 6 months together, and he popped the question.
Katie, tell us about Nathan. What kind of man is he? You obviously feel very strongly about him to have said yes after 6 months.
Yeah, he's amazing. He literally does everything for me and my kids, and also his kids, and he just goes above and beyond for everything.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, Katie, obviously us coming to your front door and getting married, how do you picture your wedding unfolding?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea. I was so excited yesterday and very antsy-pantsy.
Oh, you were. I rang Katie and she was like, oh, my God, what?
Well, it will be good. It will be very good.
It's so good. My favourite part of this, though, Katie, in your entry, and look, we won't hold you to it, but I think it'll be really funny if you did. You said that you and Nathan would love to get married in your matching Batman pajamas. Tell us more about that.
I seen it was trackies, and I'm like, oh, we could do trackies, or we could wear our matching Batman pajamas.
Yeah, Maddie said he won't hold you to it. I will, so...
That's okay. We can do that. That's
yes,
fine.
Please,
be comfortable.
Thank you.
Be absolutely comfortable.
And also, yeah, help entertain everyone who's watching on Facebook Live, because this is, of course, our next Facebook Live event.
Hey, and also, Katie, we're going to hook you up with some beautiful flowers on the day, all thanks to the Newcastle Food and Flower Markets, plus a few special surprises that we're working out now. So we're really excited to have you on board. How was Nathan when you told him the news that you're getting married?
He was pretty shocked, actually, and then now he's coming around to it, and I even told him that we'll be wearing our Batman pajamas.
Oh, lovely.
I love that. Awesome. And just like, if he is a bit shocked and unsure, just go, Nathan, just remember, like, by doing it this way, we save the price of a full wedding.
That's exactly right.
That'll
yeah
get him on board. If he's been renovating your house and stuff, it sounds like he's a practical man.
Hey, Katie.
Yes, definitely.
Now, you're saying you will get married in your Batman PJs. Did
we
you,
will, yeah,
as a woman, I know a lot of women have that sort of image in their minds of what they want their dress to look like.
Growing
like,
up.
Like, have you had that growing up, or are you kind of okay with not having a dress?
That's totally fine by me. Comfortable and easy is how we are.
Well, especially
love your work.
Especially with a newborn.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
He'll probably still be in his PJs too.
Sweet. No, I love it. Congratulations, Katie.
Thank you very much.
Katie and Nathan, our lucky couple, number one, getting married on October 9th at their front door. newfm.com.au if you'd like to enter.
Yeah, right. But now all the mums in the car and dads, listen up. But this in particular, I think, really strikes a chord with women, especially if you've got young children, teenage girls in particular. I want to talk about this incredible documentary that's now accessible to do with body image. It is going to... I can't talk about this documentary high enough. Like, you need to watch it. You need to get your kids to watch it. I can tell you all about it in a minute.
Okay, it's 8:17. Good morning.
The Novos.
Rely on
18 degrees, the top on the coast today. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with Jay, Maddie and Creever. I'm so happy the sun is out. The wind is easing off around lunchtime
today,
guys.
But guys, huge thing I want to talk about right now, which I feel very, very passionate about. So I'm not sure if many people can remember when an image went viral back in 2013 by Taryn Brumfitt. It was this very unconventional before and after photo showing herself before, skinny and in shape. She was on stage in a bikini because she entered one of those fitness competitions.
Right.
She looked good. It's what a lot of people go to the gym to look like, train and be fit and healthy. And then the after photo showed herself curvier. Some would say she looked unhealthy, but she wasn't obese, but she was happier. And that photo went viral worldwide. And, you know, it was seen by more than 100 million people. It sparked, like, international media debates, like in, like, Paris, London, even here in Australia. And following this picture, right, Taryn decided to record a documentary because she was overwhelmed by the amount of women who contacted her and said, like, wow, you know, you putting that picture up of you as your natural curvy self, that's inspired me, and I've suffered from body image issues my entire life.
So just, I remember when you showed me the picture,
because yeah,
I didn't remember it off the top of my head, the one where she, as you're calling it, curvy, she looks not...
Like maybe a size 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 to 12.
Yeah, I would say. And she looked to me like very healthy in her body when I saw that picture.
Yeah. And I guess it was just very drastic compared to having someone, you know, she was really toned. Like, it looked like she was an Olympian almost on stage.
You see the Iron Woman competitions. She kind of looked like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it was a very, you know, people sort of couldn't wrap their head around it because most people, they want to look like that. That's, you know, when people go to the beach, you think, oh, bikini body, that's what I've got to look like.
It's not realistic though, is it?
Well,
for a lot of people, yes, that's right.
Yeah, but that's how people think. And so anyway, when this picture went viral, she got contacted, people saying thank you for putting that image of yourself out there. It's made me feel more comfortable in my body and who I am. So this documentary basically explored the global issues of body loathing and the whole purpose of it was to inspire those to embrace who they are. Here's a part of the documentary.
It's an issue that affects practically every woman and girl that I know.
I wasn't tall enough, I wasn't skinny enough, I wasn't blonde enough, I just wasn't enough.
For years, society has been telling women to be beautiful, as if that's the most important thing they can be.
After I had my three children, I ended up hating my body.
So I trained hard, and you know what? I'm standing there in my perfect body, and I'm not happy.
Too much sacrifice, too much time, too much obsession, and it's just not worth it. I don't want my daughter to feel the same way, so I'm going to go find some answers. Why do so many people hate their bodies, and what can we do about it?
Wow.
It's really, really powerful.
Do you suffer from this yourself?
Is this
why it's connected with you, or?
Well, to a degree. Yeah, 100%. I'll own it, because I think a lot of women, whether they'll admit it to themselves, like, there's no way in hell you get me in a bikini on a beach right now.
And I think it's not just women, it's men as well. Like, I mean, you know, especially in the gay community as well, there's just so much pressure to look a certain way.
100%.
It's non-discriminatory, this sort of thing.
And this documentary, it really opened your eyes. And she doesn't just talk to celebrities. She's talking to the everyday person, like the Maitland mum, you know, the mum from here at Sandgate. And you get stories, like, right across the board. And just listen to some of these stories that you hear in the audio.
So, Ricky, have you ever wondered what it would feel like to not worry about your weight?
I have no idea what that would feel like.
I will get body shamed by whoever's on the shoot.
I went through depression from hating my body.
Nobody should have to style themselves to fit in with how a magazine looks.
It's really full on. And now, why I'm bringing this up is I've been very lucky to watch this documentary when it went to only certain cinemas.
Mm-hmm.
And it really changed a lot of my mind. Like, I'm not 100% body confident, but I've gotten a lot better, like, recently. I don't know, like, mid-30s.
Yeah, I mean, you got on a rock naked.
I did, and I put it, and I think that's...
Get Naked Australia Facebook page. They loved it.
Yeah, but, like, that's a journey I've been going on. I'm probably in a lot better place than I've previously been. But I still admit to myself now I don't want to go to the beach in a bikini as such. But, you know, this is it. And this documentary is great for everyone to watch, because it basically... sort of put you on this journey of, wow, how the media makes you feel and how you're expected to look. And it's basically, hence why it's called Embrace. It's about embracing yourself and who you are. And these stories really open your eyes. And why I'm bringing this up is because it's finally, for a limited time right now, it's free on 7+. So get online, get it, like, screencast it to your TV, and watch it while you can, because it'll honestly really, really help you out. If you've got, you know, body confidence issues, or, you know, you want to show it to your kids, especially teenage girls, they will get so much out of it.
I was going to say, if I had a daughter, I'd want them to watch something like that, because it's just one less thing for them to be constantly worrying about, if they can get their head around that.
I mean, it's a long-standing issue that's deep-seated into society, so I guess, you know, these things take a long time, but the more we talk about it, the better.
Absolutely.
Very good. News time. Up next with Hamish, it's 8:31. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, when you wake up.
Your fam.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This is
Jade, Maddie and
Crevo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
You know, when you're at work, radio's on in the background. It's very important to have a great soundtrack for your day. I know some people like to flick between stations. New FM, though, has been sounding very good during the day, Jackson.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And we kick off it off. Oh, what am I even saying? 105 commercial free. The Veronicas?
Yeah, no ads as well. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music.
It's awesome.
Is this their latest?
Yeah, brand new one. Have you seen the reality TV show that they've got?
No.
Oh, it's the
really
MTV one.
Really good.
I love it.
I can't wait to see that.
These girls are very dramatic. Summer of 69, Brian Adams.
That's in there too.
and Ed Sheeran, Eminem.
Yeah, there's amazing. Something for everyone on UFM 105 commercial free, kicking off after 9 with producer Jackson.
Next, though, we are playing What's My Age Again. Now, this is very simple. You call us up at 131009. Chance to win Tim Tams and wine. We're going to hook you up with that. And you try and fool us as to your age. So we ask you a few questions, just a bit of fun. Try and figure out how old or young you are. And basically, you try and fool us.
Yeah.
We did very good last time.
We did. I think I got one.
You got one, and I got one.
And I didn't, so...
No pressure, Crevo.
I'm feeling it. Don't you worry.
Polish up, Mark. It's 8:41 right now. See ya together on 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Tops of 18 degrees in Maitland today. See ya together with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Live across Newcastle. Currently 10 degrees out of Cessnock. We need you right now. Free Tim Tams. Free wine. 13:09. We are playing What's My Age Again.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, What's My Age Again.
That's right. 13:09 if you want to play. The lines are open. Very simple. We think we're pretty good at guessing ages because we speak to people all the time.
Yeah.
You get a highly attuned ear for what people sound like and what their age is.
It's almost like a sixth sense.
That's right, and it's a special radio skill that we have. That's why we're asking you to play.
All right, let's meet our first contestant, Mick. Good morning.
Hello, Mick.
No,
Mick's
sorry.
Sorry, Mick.
Live
Mick.
From the Barrington Tops right now.
Alicia, hello.
Good morning.
Hey,
good
how's morning. Your morning so far?
Yeah, good.
Very good. What do you do for work, Alicia?
What do I do for work, sorry?
Yeah.
I work at in a hospital.
In a hospital?
Yes, things are funny at the moment.
Yeah, busy at the moment. What job do you do in there, sorry?
I'm in food services.
Food Ooh. Services. Okay, so what you got to remember, Jade, before yeah. you guess is it's not doctor and nurse, so she hasn't done 8 years before of uni, maybe.
Yeah.
So think about that age one.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Can I just ask Alicia?
Well, because we're working out age here.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, just a quick one. Alicia, I've got to say, I know I might be one in a million here, but I love hospital sandwiches. Do you make them?
Actually, no, I don't. We have another lady who does that, but we do main meals and afternoon tea and menu planning, things like that.
Young voice, Jade.
Young, but it sounds very mature. This is what's tricky. Okay, so I think you're gonna be. Oh, I'm gonna say 38.
Very close, I'm 36.
I was gonna say 36, should
Damn.
Have guessed.
Tim Tams wine, just for playing, Alicia. Thank you so much for that.
Who do we go to next? Judy?
Hey, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good.
All right, now, Judy, I'm going to ask you, Judy's been an old-sounding name, isn't it? What are you doing today? What's on your agenda?
I'm driving to work.
Driving to work. And what is that? What work?
I work in a coffee shop.
Coffee shop, coffee barista, shop. Manager, that sort of vibe.
Have you lived in Newcastle your whole life?
No, for most of my adult life, yes.
Okay, most of your adult life. And do you have kids?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Okay, Judy, question. If you've got some free time, the kids are at home, you're with your girlfriend, do you prefer Friday nights at the Kent or a fancy wine bar?
Probably at the Kent.
At the Kent, okay.
It's up to you, Maddie.
Okay, I think you are 37, Judy.
No.
Would you like to reveal? Tell me.
38.
I turned
50 this year. Oh, wow.
You've got a really young-sounding voice, Judy.
Oh, thank you.
I love that you still go to the Kent as well. Good job, Judy. Good job.
Thank you.
Got to keep it real. Tim Tams and wine.
I missed her age. Was it 50?
50.
50.
Far out.
Pretty good, huh?
Doesn't sound it at all.
Last one.
All right, Brad, good morning.
Brad Alls.
Hey.
Hey, man. So, did you have a big weekend?
Oh, no, not too big. Just at home with the family.
Just at home with the family. Do you watch a lot of cartoons on the weekend?
Oh, yeah. Simpsons and Futurama.
Oh, yeah, good. That's good. A good choice.
Very nice. Good choice.
You got the Disney Plus then, do you?
Yeah, got all the kids stuff.
No, so you've got kids, you've got kids. I mean,
yeah,
some, oh, you've got two. Okay, that's good. Hey, Brad, how long have you been with your partner for? Do you have a partner?
No. Yeah, I do. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, was that a trick question?
Is she listening? You're going to get in trouble. No nook nook for you tonight.
Within
you
five, within 2 years, say. We don't need a. We don't need the exact.
15.
Oh, wow. Good job, man.
They could have been childhood sweethearts, though. That's what you got to remember.
Correct.
As well.
Okay. All right.
My turn to guess.
Yeah, it's your turn, yeah.
I'm going to say you are 41.
There it is.
Love the sound effect.
One more time. What's your age?
37.
There you go.
Mature voice you've got there, Brad.
Almost.
That's all I'll say.
Wine and Tim Tams coming your way. Every single person that plays. Our last call's coming up next, guys. 13 10 09, if you want to talk about anything, maybe you've heard something on the show, seen something in the news you want to comment on, we're taking your calls straight after this.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Benny, Super Lonely, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's time for last calls.
Hello.
Last calls.
That's right. It's your opportunity each day to get your voice on the air. If there's something you want to talk about that's happened in the show or on TV when you watched it or who knows, any current affairs, whatever you want to talk about, it's your opportunity.
Mm-hmm. We're going to Chris. G'day.
How you going?
Good, thanks. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just wondering why Singleton and Cessna.
Yeah.
Sound the same, but they're spelled with a different letter.
How do they sound the same?
Well, Singleton and Cessnock, I think, is what Chris is getting at.
So the start of the town sound the same.
Yeah.
So you're wondering why Cessnock starts with a C and Singleton starts with an S.
Yeah.
You've just been thinking about that over the weekend?
No, not really.
That's fair, isn't it?
Yeah. Where do you live, Chris? Singleton or Cessnock?
No, I live in between Singleton and Cessnock.
Interesting. I mean, if you go down to the pub, right, Chris, do you talk about this with your mates at the pub? This is like such a pub conversation, yeah. So yeah. Deep that I think you need to be a few schooners in to make sense of it.
Well, I don't drink, so no, I don't go to the pub.
Oh,
yeah. Righto. You just want your hands on the Tim Tams.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so. Well, you got them.
That sounds
all
like
yours.
It.
All yours, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Let's go to Marie. Now, Marie contacted us yesterday, guys. Now, there's been a bit of a disaster in Belmont over the weekend. Did you see the story of that gentleman who lost his boat?
Well,
I did.
Briefly, I want Marie to tell me about
Hey,
it.
Hey, Marie, how are you?
Yeah, good.
Hey.
Thank
now, thanks for joining us. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so Rob's a friend of ours. He's a 67-year-old pensioner just living week to week at Belmont.
Yeah.
And the sort of last 5 years, he's been saving up for a motor for his boat. He collected over 15,000 cans.
Wow.
To help pay for it. Unfortunately, he wasn't insured. Obviously, living week to week, couldn't afford that sort of expense. And he only actually just got the motor put on that morning for the first time and was on his way back from getting it installed and just docked at the 16s there, drove home to get his car and got a call to say it's on fire. So,
oh, my God.
Do they know what happened or...?
No, they just it wasn't anything to do with a new motor, but just an electrical fault in the cockpit, they believe. But
it's really sad. Now tell us a bit about Rob. Now obviously I've seen a picture here, there is a GoFundMe page as well, but I've heard Rob's a pretty good guy.
Yeah, so Rob lives across the road from Belmont Wharf there, so he's that guy that sees anyone in trouble, runs down, helps them out at the wharf, you know, runs his boat out. Help anyone stranded. Like, he even gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning to drive a lady to work just to earn $10.
Wow.
Like,
that's devastating. And I guess, like, saving poor Rob, saving up for 5 years, collecting 15,000 cans to get a new motor in that morning, and then the boat to catch on fire, and it's not salvageable. Is
no,
it? Like,
no.
So basically, you've gone and started a GoFundMe page, and we're hoping we can get enough money together so Rob can buy a new boat.
Yeah, and the thing that he's facing at the moment is he actually has to get it salvaged. Yeah. So the biggest thing you've got now is, you know, obviously he doesn't have the money to, for that expense at the moment either. So he's now faced with actually getting rid of the boat. And
Murray, what kind of costs are roughly behind this, the removal of the boat? I imagine it wouldn't be cheap.
No, so it's a hire of a tilt truck.
Yeah.
And also tip fees. You can imagine a 5-ton tip fee.
Wow. And he's recently been going through a hard time as well. Yeah, I think you said to me that his marriage has broken down as well.
Oh, that was a while back. But he's just suffered
just
a lot.
Deserves a helping hand. Well, thank you for getting in touch. Now, if you're out of Belmont Way, and even if you're involved in the boating industry or, you know, you can help this guy out in some way, shape or form, please do so. It's, you know, lend this guy a hand. The boat is just totaled.
All right, yeah. So we're going to put the GoFundMe link onto our Facebook page.
That's
so
right,
if you want to help out, head there.
Or you know someone who could help, like you said, through boating or something, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, so like you said, Jay, $20,000 goal there. They've raised $300 so far, and I mean, anything will help at this point. So we'll put that on Facebook. Thank you for your call, Marie. Let's lend him a hand.
Absolutely.
Very good, guys. What's on for today, Jade?
I'm going to go to the gym. After work.
Oh, very
That's
good.
Excellent.
Prevo.
I've got to go to Bunnings now and buy a piece of steel.
God, they're noisy in the hallway. God.
Yeah, you would think a little respect, but
thank
whatever.
You. 105 commercial free kicking off next with Jackson. What's on the way, mate?
A bit of this. Maroon 5. Apparently the sexiest man alive.
You
don't
can see it.
I don't know.
Come on, Jackson. Faced with that in front
he's
of you.
He's all right.
As if you would say no.
Do you know what? Personality's everything. Doesn't have one. He's got a good voice. I'm terrible. Personality. Come on. Blanco Brown.
Get that in there too. Nice one. Get up.
Ooh, Kygo.
Good song.
Kygo, Whitney Houston.
Love this.
Very good, guy. Oh, Tina Turner.
Tina Turner. One of those 90s One massive stars.
You know what's funny about Tina Turner? Me and my mates were having drinks a few weekends ago, and we were watching the old NRL music videos of Tina Turner over the years.
Yeah.
When she filmed different incarnations.
She did a huge deal, wasn't it, for that money?
Massive. That's
massive. Because that was at the peak of her
career.
I love one of them. She was on top of the Harbour Bridge. I wondered how she got up there, because she was pretty old at that point. It wasn't climbing that thing.
No, look, on her money, like at that time, they would have just flown her up on a chopper.
Absolutely. All right, so Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. We'll see you tomorrow. And don't forget our wedding at your door if you want to enter newfm.com.au. Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed. Let's hear it. Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.